Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this.
What the?
This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. Some of the hosts of this year podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Ooh, look at that. In the bottom square, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Chaman, right by the beach, back from the Caribbean. It was awesome. I'm pumped to cast, boys, but I tried to do it from out there. I was literally on a private island, no service, couldn't do it. That's my humble brag of the day, but that's all I got.
Yeah. I feel like we should go easy on private islands in the Caribbean, but anyhow. All right. All the way from the desert, Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Good to be back. Good to have you back, Cobb. And let's do this.
He killed himself. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Oh, man. So I'm going to try to keep it a little shorter tonight. The boys, we were just catching up, and frankly, it's already getting a little later. But telling you, man, there is crazy stuff that goes on in this world. And I'm stealing this. I saw it on TMZ. But like all the Diddy trial stuff, it's like, I think Diddy might not go to jail for all this stuff. And it's like, you know, he's a piece of crap. You see him on video hitting women and everything. But the way the court system works is like, you got to convict him of federal racketeering and human trafficking. There's like, I think one more is like a rape charge. I think they can get him on that. But I'm like, I don't know. If he's got receipts for everything, like, unfortunately, the court system, you got to prove it. Just because we all agree he's a piece of ass doesn't mean he's guilty of what you're trying to convict him of.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, fortunately, you have to prove it. Otherwise, we could send a lot of people to jail who don't deserve it, or prison, rather. But yeah, I'm with you. I was really surprised that they went with the racketeering charge. I mean, at first blush, what you just said sounds insane. It's like, of course they're going to hang him out to dry. He's done so many things. But the reality is, you're right. The charges that they chose, I was very surprised by. Given what's gone on, who is involved, and the evidence that they have. So, yeah, really interesting selection of what to charge him with. And you're right. There is, I mean, also he has a legal dream team, but there is a non-zero chance that he walks, which would be insane. Given the, time span and volume of things that have gone on and people he's hurt. So yeah, Ted, that's a hot take, but you're not wrong. I personally, I haven't followed the case closely, so I hope someone, you know, I hope he's convicted, but we'll see.
I mean, I will remind people of this. Like, you guys ever seen Goodfellas?
Of course. Amazing movie.
All right. So you know the story of Henry Hill, right?
Yep.
Now, what they leave out of the movie that the book talks about, and frankly, I did not read the book, but I found out about this watching like one of my mobster shows. And they just show you the end where Henry Hill is in there flipping everybody. How those guys never went to jail for like all the mafioso stuff they were doing. They got caught shaving points on college basketball at Boston College. And then the feds
go Eagles.
The feds, respect, that's pretty funny, Go Eagles. The feds were checking that out and were like, wait a minute, we know this Henry Hill guy from this other stuff we've been working on. So it's kind of like, it's like Al Capone. People forget he got convicted of tax evasion. Like, exactly. Those guys came down because of what they could prove, and it wasn't the other stuff. So I just, when I saw that argument on TMZ and everybody was jumping over the guy, like, did he do this? Did he do that? It's like, look, nobody's denying that. Nobody's sticking up for Diddy. We're just saying, is there enough to convict him of what they're trying him for?
Yeah. Well, Diddy's denying that, and so are his attorneys, and that's kind of the problem. The selection of charges was bizarre in that case, and, you know, crazier things have happened. I mean, I don't want to bring up other high-profile cases that have had similar story arcs, but, yeah, I could see it, Ted. You're not wrong for that take.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost positive there's juries from the O.J. Simpson trial back in the day that were like, yeah, like, we all pretty much think he did it, but we couldn't prove it. The state couldn't prove it, and then you had the cops, like, planting evidence and stuff, and it was like they made a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, and I followed that case pretty closely, and, you know, it just was so politically charged that there was a lot of things going on that were not related directly or indirectly to, like, the evidence and the facts of the case. But you know, at a certain level, I mean, we trust judges and juries, and we have a system and we have to follow it, even if, you know, it doesn't always result in the outcome we agree with. That's what's crazy about that Justice Project, is like how many people they've gotten off of death row who, you know, clearly didn't do what they were accused of doing. I mean, it does expose some of the flaws in the U.S. justice system, I guess.
Sure. And there's good and bad, right? Because there's certainly, you know, people have been convicted of stuff they didn't do. And then, you know, on the other end, there's other situations, which, you know, I'm sure people would know that sadly the court system works against you. But yeah, it is there. It is there for a reason. And, like, I'm trying to think, I mean, there's other crazy stuff that has happened. But, like, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all Bill Cosby. Like, nobody doubts Bill Cosby did all that stuff. But that woman's testimony, part of that plea deal, was like it could never be used in a, what, in a civil, or no, in a criminal case. It was because it was for the civil trial.
Right.
So then his lawyers went back and said, you got to throw this out. And they were like, all right, well, I guess we got to let him out. Here's the real question. Do you think Diddy takes that stand and doesn't start naming names? Because I don't. If he gets on that stand, I don't see why he wouldn't have been like just naming high profile people. Like, they were there. They were there. Why aren't they in here?
What's the upside of that for him?
I think he's just pissed.
Human emotion. He's just pissed off.
Just legit pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just have a hard time seeing that dude, right? Like, all those people were at your parties. They knew what you were into. And then everybody's just gone. Like, I just think he's going to get on that stand and start, as the whole gangsters would say, singing like a canary.
Wait, so is there speculation that he will take the stand?
The last I read was like they plan on putting him on the stand.
Oh my God. That's a wild move by those attorneys. That is, I mean, opening up for cross examination and just, oh, I don't know. Gutsy call. Gutsy call. Jesus.
I know. But it's going to be like, I don't know. Look, it'll all be interesting, to say the least, if he gets on that stand. Like, I'm just like, what is he gonna say? Who is he gonna out?
Oh man, I mean, he could just laundry list, you know. It's like at that point, you know, not to, you know, harken back to the Epstein thing we were joking about, but it's like those are some powerful people with almost virtually unlimited resources and access. You know, you gotta start fearing for your life at that point.
Yeah, some of the stuff is insane. Also, shout out to 50 Cent. I mean, that guy is like the troll of greatest trolls of all time. And to his credit, he's been trolling Diddy for years about this stuff.
And a true G unit.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm just clean. Like, Somebody sent me something the other day. I was like, I never won 50 Cent mad at me.
Oh, no. And man, like he keeps it 100. I've seen him tons of podcasts and stuff like that. And he's just like, he gives like real sound financial advice, which is rare for a rapper. Like he just seems like a genuinely cool, smart guy who has a great life.
Yeah. He's another one that like, he raps about it. He owns a liquor company, but he's pretty psycho about his fitness. Like, I don't think that guy drinks or smokes weed or any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's absolutely jacked.
Yeah. Still. And he's always just been open about it. Like, yeah, I like hooking up with chicks. Like, I saw him the other day on something. And he was like, yeah, if somebody's taking a pill, it's probably me. I want to increase my performance.
That's awesome. What a quote.
And also, for anybody else that's ever taken a little performance enhancer, I mean, if 50's taking it, like, look at that dude.
I just love that everyone on this cast has taken something at some point, and the spectrum ranges from, like, you know, weapons-grade pharmaceutical to, like, gas station hang tag.
I have definitely done a gas station one before.
Yeah, I know both of you guys have. That's why I'm laughing about it.
I got in trouble once at an airport, like in my prescriptions. They're like, what's this one? I'm like,
like that's rhino horn. It's no
yeah, exactly. I think I literally just finally went, it's a dick pill. They're like, what? I'm like, it helps you. And like, they were like, well, should we test it? I was like, look, you could throw it out. I'm probably not going to get laid on this trip anyhow. They were like, all right, we're going to throw it out of precaution. But like, I think I was so embarrassed. Like, yeah, it's a dick pill.
They just gave me one look up and down. Like, he's not lying.
He's also not getting laid on this trip. He's all fired up for it.
Old rhino horn thrown out. $3 went to waste. Some of those pills are crazy, man. Very hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, what a genre, what a category, you know, of consumer packaged goods to compete in.
Well,
the gas station pill. You never meet anybody who owns one of those companies. I'd love to. That'd be a great interview.
Yeah. Well, it's also tough too, is like, if you can't perform, right? Like, obviously everybody knows, like, all right, you blame it on liquor, but like, I mean, I could just outthink the little fellow or whatever, but then like, it's embarrassing for me, but then like the woman's embarrassed, and like, I don't know if dudes talk about it enough, but it's like, yeah, it's embarrassing for everybody. Like, trust me, nobody feels worse than the guy. But yeah, that's how you find yourself being like, let me try a Rhino 400. Maybe I need a little extra.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like cruising through brands as fast as I can on Google right now. There is a Rhino 69 and Extends Vitality. We got some Vigor A, Power Zen Triple Gold. That's a good one.
I used to go to like, you know, like some of the strip clubs will have like the little sex shop attached to it.
Yep.
And this was years ago, but I was in there. It's just some hot chick worker there was like, me and my boyfriend use these. It might have just her putting that in my head, but I was convinced, and they were not cheap, but I was like, I would always buy them. Like, these are the best ones on the market. And then you read all this stuff where it's like, oh my God, there's a lot of stuff in here I have no idea about. Maybe I shouldn't be taking these.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that'd be a YouTube video I'd love to watch, is them like testing the chemical content, you know, laser testing like the molecules, and like, oh, this one has like X, Y, and Z.
It did say may cause heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, that's Jesus. The boner is the side effect.
No one's reading the side effects, the small print, dude.
Oh, man. You know what, though? Worth it. And you know what I love is you think about, like, on the box, I'm sure somewhere in small print says, like, you know, just take one. And, like, there's people out there, they're just gassing seven of those things, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we talked about it before. I don't know if we brought it up on the cast, but like, look, if placebos do work, like, I'm not against it. Who knows if those things work, or I was just like, I got to have Rhino in me tonight. Like, I'm good to go.
Exactly. Ted, I'm not a radio guy, but are we allowed to say 12-hour f-a-thon on this podcast? You tell me. There's a hyphen, you know? I don't know.
I think also, Jesus Christ. I think also some things we can learn is like, if you're with a girl and you're like, hey, you want to get freaky, but like, man, I think people have been saying freaky too much. Like, I'm starting to question everything. Like, you should be with a bunch of dudes, but like, we're gonna get freaky tonight. No, we're not, dude. Like, nah. We're gonna party. We're gonna have fun. Might be tarps off, but like, what do you don't look at me and say let's get freaky with these chicks. Like, what does that mean? And then
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, anything, you know, like, even freaky is a spectrum, right? Like, it's all relative to your baseline. I mean, if you grew up as like an evangelical Christian, you know, freaky could be, well, I don't want to say, so we have to bleep it, but freaky could be something very basic, something that everyone, you know, considers normal. But, you know, there's some households where, like, I mean, you know, it's like everything. There's levels. There's levels to everything, boys. That's all I'm trying to say.
There is. There's levels to a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Found out recently my brother-in-law listens, so, you know, keep it tight.
I'll say it. No. But I do think there is a threshold. Like, when they talk about getting freaky, you know, sometimes it just sounds like, you mean regular sex? What's freaky about it? That's a biological urge. Like, there's a threshold somewhere where you cross into freaky, and a lot of people, it's definitely overused.
Dude, yeah, I saw a meme today that was like, we used to hunt and live together in a cave naked, and now you're scared to take a shit at your friend's house.
No bidet, no deuce, man. That's been my rule for over 10 years. To bleep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. There is a whole spectrum of stuff. And like, look, people have kinks. I'm not going to kink shame, but like, I don't know. You read about some stuff. It's like, gee, I don't know, man. Like, I like a little dirty talk. Maybe switch positions. But like, I think I'm pretty plain as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, we would never kink shame on this podcast. People are into what they're into. And, you know, I get that. But yeah, there's some wild stuff out there. Whatever you can imagine exists, basically.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll keep it short today, but I will say this. My new kink is just the fact that the country of Canada is never going to get a Stanley Cup back in their possession.
Did that game finish while we were talking?
I just looked up and the Panthers are skating around. I'm like, oh my God.
5-1. Yeah. Oh,
they're never going to get that.
5-1.
USA. USA.
USA. US. I love that.
I know. Somebody on Saturday, I was at like a birthday party for a kid and stuff. And later on, we're out on the deck drinking and having fun. And this one couple, the one was like, what's your beef with Canada? And I said, I don't have a beef with Canada at all. I said, but when it comes to my sports, I'm very specific. I don't really have a giant beef with Mexico. Comes to soccer, USA, right? Same thing. If we could get over on the Canadian some way, and I fathom, you don't have to email Cobb, I fathom that 80% of this goddamn league, if not, you know, or whatever, is Canadians. But I know it bugs them that one of their franchises hasn't won it. And I don't even know how long it's
94,
been.
The Kings lost to the Canadians. I was there.
How many franchises do they have? Canadians and Flames? Is that it?
Oilers, Canucks, Senators,
Vancouver.
Jets.
Where are the Senators?
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
They used to have the Quebec Nordiques, too, but they became the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, that's a cool name. The Nordiques. Ottawa,
just a reminder to our Americans, the capital of Canada, Ottawa.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break there. We'll come back and do a couple emails with Matt and the Cobb topic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors. Yeah, give a shout out to my guys at Pinky's Plumbing. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Yes, and I always try to kind of pre-read them, like just in the subject line, and I just read a crazy one, so sorry for my visceral reaction. Actually, you know what? I'll just read it. I wasn't going to, but Cool Whip is the subject line. Gents, I don't know what flavor it's supposed to be, but I'll... Dude, I just don't even know what to do with this one. I actually feel bad reading this on air. Gents, I don't know what... I don't know what flavor it's supposed to be, but all that comes to mind is holiday cream topping. Sugar-free? The obvious answer is pussy. LARP on and keep taking pics for the bros, Matt, the friendly IT guy. Bro, what? What is this email? Honestly, pretty hilarious. It's just like, I don't know. Where do I go from there?
I don't know, but I like that email.
I kind of do too. All right. Steel Panther, huh? Therapy is different for everyone, which is what makes it such an interesting topic. But I just listened to Steel Panther for the first time, and for me, it's far from therapeutic. Not going to lie. It did put a smile on my face, though. Although I disagree with Matt on that topic, I resonate with the idea of using fitness as therapy. For me, it's running. I live a very busy life, and I'm constantly surrounded by other people. Running is the one thing I can do by myself that allows me the opportunity to clear my head. Once I'm in a groove, I can almost space out and let my mind wander. I will often have more creative thoughts and find solutions to problems in my day-to-day life. To Matt's point, it hasn't always been that way. I'm a big boy at 230 pounds. I don't look like a runner. Hell, I don't even run like a runner. But I've been running consistently for about 3 years now, and it gets easier. I've run 2 half marathons, 3 full marathons, and I'm running 50K on Sunday, and I'm training for my first 50-mile ultra marathon at the end of June. I love the isolation, the solitude, and the never-ending wonderment of thinking, hey, how far am I willing to push myself? Jesus, this guy's 230 crushing that kind of distance?
That's wild.
That's awesome. A big job. Therapy doesn't only come from mental clarity I get during my runs, but also for the confidence it builds outside of the activity. If I could drag my 230-pound ass 50 miles around the forest on Mount Hood, what else am I capable of? As a side note, when people try to tell you that you can't do something, it's because they don't understand. When they laugh at you because you choose the salad for dinner instead of the cheeseburger, it's because they can't see themselves having that type of discipline. When they make fun of you for the shirtless picture on social media you posted, it's because they wish they could be that confident. When you hold yourself to a higher standard, you'll be misunderstood. People will think you're crazy, but in the words of David Goggins, I'm not crazy. I'm just not you. Thanks for doing the podcast. You guys always give me something to laugh about when I'm having a crappy day at work or I'm 20 miles deep in the pain cave. Rock on. Spencer, the HVAC guy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's beast mode, dude. That's impressive.
He's right, too. It's somebody that catches a lot of heat from stuff online. Like, good for that guy. Like, I've convinced a bunch of our, like, you know, I've had friends who are like, I don't take my shirt off. Like, what do you care? You're at the beach. Right? Like, what is somebody going to make funny? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like the other reason I love that Joey Swole guy. Right? Like, people getting on other people in the gym. It's like, you have no idea where that man or woman is on their fitness journey, man. Like, chill out.
Dude, truly. Truly. I have, like, an injured knee right now. And, like, in yoga, a bunch of the poses I can't do. And... like you could see people kind of like stressing out that I wasn't following the program. And I'm just like, dude, don't worry about it. Like it doesn't matter if I do child's pose. It's all good.
Damn it. That's always my joke when I was in, when I used to do hot yoga, I was like, people are like, you do hot yoga? I was like, I spend sizable amount in child's pose.
More therapy.
Oh, hanging on for dear life in that room.
Yeah, it gets hot. More therapeutic. Ciao, ragazzi. For me, it's just standing in a river. I don't get to go fly fishing often, but just standing in the water, in nature, swinging a fly rod around is like meditating. And yes, I do own a copy of The River Runs Through It. Finding something that you can focus on with no distractions helps recenter the mind. Enjoy your week, guys. Tony. P.S. Cobb, you always put the rain fly on. And don't forget the steaks.
Dude, I've gotten decent mileage out of that story, especially the people that know the both of us. And they're like, he's such an outdoorsman. I'm like, that's the point. He's the one that informed me. You always put the rain fly on. I was like, Texas got him. Texas got him.
He got soft. All right, that one's going to be too long.
Always put the PSA. Also, if you're going camping this weekend, definitely put the rain fly on. There's some cooler weather and some it's not going to be a washout, but it could get chilly up there.
All right, Ted, I'm not sure how to read this one. I'm going to hope you know what to do with it. Subject line, birthday. It's my birthday today. Can I coach Ted's and coke Ted's thoughts on LARPing? LARP on.
No. Just read next year. Send that one into the men's room. Birthdays are a men's room thing. I appreciate it, but you know, I don't need to be. I don't need to be Coke Ted here. You come here for the real version. I can't believe birthdays have infiltrated the podcast. But happy birthday!
We do birthday months.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Shout out December.
Yeah. The goat of birthday months.
All right, you guys, we're gonna go out on a long one that looks like it's gonna be a positive way to go out, but sometimes it's tough to tell.
All right,
thank you guys. I have to tell you, thank you. You don't have any idea how big of a role you guys have played in my mental health, especially you, Ted. I've been listening to the men's room since early 06 when I was in prison, and finally picked up the greatest podcast in all the land a couple years ago. Anyway, at the beginning of this year, you guys were talking about making this year the year of me. And I've never been one to make resolutions, but I decided I needed to at least, at the very least, set some goals to strive towards, as my mental health was in a very dark place and had been for some time. I set dates that I wanted to accomplish certain doctor's appointments and therapy sessions by, and then my granny died and things between my wife and I started to get real rocky. Nonetheless, I stuck to my plan and started to get right. Now, 6 months later, I have the right meds to keep me on track and from spiraling into darkness. I've lost 30 pounds. Damn. I have a work regimen that already has me running 2 miles at a time. You've each played a crucial role in my recovery. Ted, you've taught me to never forget how to have fun. Or never forget to have fun. Life comes at you fast, but you're never too busy to crack a cold one with the boys and enjoy what's happening around you. Cobb, is it one or two Bs? It's two. You've taught me to always be chasing the next big idea or innovation. No one wants to turn into their boomer ass parents that refuse to keep up. You can either get on the bus early or get left at the station. And Matt, you've taught me that taking care of myself both mentally and physically isn't just necessary, but the only real way to chase dreams. Thank you for making time to record your catch-up sessions each week, for me to get to know each of you in a really weird, I know you, but we've never met kind of way. If you're ever in Tampa, shoot me an email and we can grab a Cuban sandwich and a beer. Cheers, fellas. Willard.
Nice.
That's a great email.
That is a great email.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's funny. I was in a corporate meeting today. They were talking about, that's a good sign. People are like, how many of you in this room have listeners say, I feel like I know you even though we don't? So that's even better reinforced. Thanks for sending that in. Right, people always say thanks for us for doing this, but you know, those emails make me, you know, make all three of us feel great.
Yeah, big time.
That's true, and it is pretty fun doing them most of the time. Occasionally, we're like, "Oh, podcast." I always remember literally at like 8:58, we record them at 9 my time in Austin, and you know, literally at 8:58, I'm like, "Oh, shh." No, I get up. But that's a great email, man. I love to hear that. And it definitely does pump me up. I'm glad we could be in any way helpful.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, man, getting time with your buds, like, you know, we do it, you know, or even, you know, like, obviously going out for a brewski with the boys is great. But I don't know. You can go out for a tea. You can go get a good meal with a buddy. You know, you can go for, I mean, me and my buddy have been doing these morning walks. And then we get a coffee. And it's just kind of like, it's our time. You know, and then you kind of go about the rest of your day. Speaking of which, before we get to what, as I set up what's mattening, Matt, I mean, I can't stop. You ever been to Palm Springs? Yeah. You ever been to Sherman's? What? And I hit somebody this weekend with like, oh, I'm ranking it as maybe the best Jewish deli in America. And I didn't realize this. The girl was like, I go down there 5 times a year. I'm Jewish. I've never been there. And I was like, oh, all right. She was like, you're telling me? I was like, well, I'm just giving you an idea of what kind of food it is. But no, I'm not trying to tell you as a Jewish friend. I was just like, it is. She's like, no. I'm just messing with you. But like, I should know it. I'm like, I swear by it.
Ohio.
All right. Let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
David, you better go on to fucking Charmin's.
No, we almost went last night. We were talking about it. And in hindsight, we could have because, yeah, my dad thought he was leaving today and his flight couldn't leave because it was too hot.
Oh.
So he could have used some Sherman's leftovers after all. Which I didn't know they grounded flights because it's too hot. It wasn't even that hot by our summer standards here. Like, I don't know. But that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, it was probably like 1:12 or 1:13 at the time. It was 1 p.m. It's like, well, the next 5 hours only get hotter. So what about all the other flights that are leaving in the next 5 hours? Are they all grounded too? And what about like August and July of last year when it was hotter? So
I definitely flew in the Vegas last year when it was 117.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that affected us. But yeah, so that's interesting development. No, did not make it to Sherman's. Trying to think, where did we eat Friday night? I don't remember. Oh, we went to California Pizza Kitchen. Walked. It was like 100-something degrees by that point. They have this Burnt Ends pizza that's like on a limited edition. Usually I prefer Bill's pizza, as you know, Ted, but the Burnt Ends pizza at CPK is really good. I like their Italian chopped a little bit better for the salad, and it's closer to walk to. So we've been hitting CPK pretty hard this season with the Burnt Ends pizza. And then Saturday woke up very early because my niece was having her third birthday party at 9 a.m. in Redondo Beach, California. Yeah. So we didn't make it right at 9, but, you know, we left plenty early, hit a Dutch Brothers on the way. It was the same park where I started my illustrious decorated roller hockey career. I did score a hat trick in my first ever game, and Marty McSorley witnessed it. And I tell my niece about that so goddamn much. She just turned 3. She looks at me like I'm crazy. But my other kid friends out there who are like my niece and nephew, but technically not, they live right by that park. So they're old enough to get annoyed with that story now, which is fun. They were at the party too. So it was like my niece, all her friends from daycare, my other two friends, my friends' kids that are a little bit older, were at the party, and we were at the park just playing and running around and, you know, eating snacks and stuff. And it was just, it was fun, doing a kid's birthday party again from this side. And you know, I also just, I, there's a little, the competitive side of me is like, I like seeing where I rank in the big crowds with her. It's like, all right,
for sure.
You're 3. Everybody, this is everybody in your whole life. Now, who do you want to hang out with? And I'm very high up that list. So that felt good. And it was, yeah, it was just fun to, you know, be back in the neighborhood that I grew up with my buddy I grew up with, his kids, his brother, who I also grew up with, and just, you know, you just kind of relive a very fun childhood with like a lot of random stuff. And then, you know, watch the next generation just kind of, yeah, doing their things. So the party was great. My niece is hilarious. Those other two, you know, basically niece and nephew, brother and sister combo. We went over to their house after the party because it was right there when my niece went home to nap. We went over to their house and then we all went to the beach. And it was the beach that I used to grow up going to with the guy, my best friend, whose kids they are. And so, you know, we just had a good time. There's a pull-up bar up there where I'd seen video of Kendrick Lamar doing pull-ups. It like made the rounds.
I've seen that video.
Yeah. That's the beach I grew up going to. I recognized it instantly and I was like, oh, we're going, I have to get the video of me doing it and put them side by side. I've been like, I gotta get video of me doing them there. I've done a million push-ups there. I did them when I was a kid. I've done them every time I've gone there as an adult. And yeah, so I finally got to put myself doing it right next to Kendrick doing it. And, you know, the younger brother of the two kids that we were down there with is like really into fit. Like he's got great pull-up form. He's all about it. He's like, do you want to see the best workout? And started doing one-armed push-ups. I'm like, you're five. When did you learn this? You know, but like he knows he eats a ton of protein on his own, but he knows I love to work out. He's kind of, you know, into the, you know, being strong and stuff. And I feel like that's a good example to set. And I always tell him like, yeah, you got to eat your vegetables, even though we both know protein drives muscle synthesis more. But like, he just loves eating beef. So like, he'll be fine on the protein front. I'm like, don't fight your parents on the veggies, dude. Like, let me just try to make their life a little bit easier. And yeah, his older sister is seven. We got her some pajamas that you color in yourself, like with cloth markers. And so we got to see her progress on those. And that was a hit. I got my niece some for her third birthday, too, with dinosaurs on them. Because it's just like hours of them being occupied on their own. And it's a very small total amount of space that it takes up. And it can't break anything. Like,
it's getting not kids loud.
When you like their parents is tough.
I know. I watched somebody get chewed out the other day for like the mom was like, why did you buy all this kinetic sand? Like he's one.
A drum set? Come on.
Right. Yeah. You could just like, yeah. They're like, I don't know. It seemed fun. I was like, yeah, they're going to have to clean that up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. My niece didn't open the presents at her party. She opened them up. The next day we were over there for breakfast and had just finished breakfast and she was ready to open her presents then. And one of them, as soon as we opened it, I let out like an audible sigh of like, and then they're like, what's that? I was like, some garden thing says right on it, 156 pieces, guys. And they're like, no.
Basically, which one does your brother want to step on?
Right. So they're going to re-gift that. We decided later on that day.
Smart.
And yeah, I'm like, I got her two soft top and bottom for pajamas. It's going to take her hours to color the whole thing, you know, and it'll take up a little bit of space in her drawer. And she'll use it every, you know, like, yeah, it's just a lot of filters to run gifts through for those, that bunch. But, yeah, it's just it was a lot of fun. She's great. She, you know, we just have a lot of fun together. We went to a park that day, and you know, played some hide and seek. I lost two consecutive games of horse to my brother. Shout out Luke. And you know, just messed around at the park by their house for a little bit, and then came back. I think that was for her nap, and then we went to this place right by LAX where like literally the planes are flying over like the park in the backyard. It's called Proud Bird. It's like kind of a little mini air museum, kind of a park in the back. They have a bar inside, and they have, it's like called a food bazaar where there's like, you know, you can get
like all the different stuff,
chicken strips. Yeah.
Yeah. And nice.
So there's a bunch of old planes everywhere. There's actual planes flying into the LAX runways right above your head, and a nice big playground for the kids in the back. So that place was pretty tight. I guess I went there when I was a kid, and I vaguely remembered it, but you know, yeah, it was just, it was more fun there. That's where we were watching the US Open. Like, as all of this, the US Open was going on throughout all of this, we were watching. Yeah, it was a great weekend. She's about to have a baby brother, like, any day now. So it was good to get one last, like, you get all the attention weekend. Yep. And yeah, as a firstborn, I'll make sure she still gets plenty of attention from Uncle Matt. But yeah. Gonna be a little shift there.
Yeah.
Good luck, kiddo.
It is funny too. You brought up the U.S. Open. Like, it sucks for people there, but as somebody on the West Coast, I was pumped they kept delaying it so I could watch the end of it.
That worked out great. And yeah, shout out JJ Spahn doing it with authority with that last putt, bouncing back after that. Was it the second hole where his ball hit the flag stick and rolled back like 80 yards? And just a great story of perseverance and, you know, a guy that's not a favorite coming in and making a real name for himself.
It was a good one to watch.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So great Father's Day and a great weekend. Got some beach time in and yeah, had a good time.
All right. All right. That sounds dope. Sounds like a nice California day.
Yep. It was awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
Okay. So I live on the 20-something floor of the building I'm in. And so we're riding the elevator constantly. And there's been a sudden and dramatic rise of people listening to like YouTube or TikTok on their phone in the elevator, no headphones. Just full blast, just whatever. It's typically delivery guys. Occasionally it's residents. And I'm always torn. I'm like, you know, do I say something? Do I not? I personally would never do it. Never play my phone in public without headphones. Ugh. I think it's a crazy move. Incredibly disrespectful. And it kind of just says like, you know, like, I think like it's one of those things like if everyone did it, then nobody would be able to hear anything. So I think it's a very selfish move. Anyway, cop topic for this week. What's a moral code you live by that the rest of society doesn't? For me, it's not listening to my cell phone in public. Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. What's a moral code you live by, but the rest of society doesn't? Boys?
I hear you. I feel like I cut delivery guy, / woman, a little slack just because they're just, their days probably just, they're just going, getting through it. But
headphones are like $10.
I hear you. I don't know. I'm just guessing they're hopping in and out of a truck. I just know me. I wouldn't, it's annoying, but I probably wouldn't say anything, but I'm with you. Like, and people that talk, like, I don't know. The one
for
that
the
drives
record,
me,
I don't say anything, but I fucking want to.
I know. The one that drives me the most crazy is people on the, like when you're hiking,
oh,
just blaring music. And it's like, man, what are we out in nature for?
Yeah.
But to hear Matt Diplo. Knows, That what's that?
Said to hear Diplo.
To hear Diplo. God, I still love Diplo. And Matt knows. I know that's a big conversation in the golf world too. Some dudes play their music on the carts, some don't. Like it's like a whole thing. Man, society. I'll tell you the one that drives me up a wall. It's just don't walk three wide on a sidewalk. Like just right. Like if the three of us are walking down the street and there's nobody on the street, fine. But when there's other people coming, you got to make room. And then if somebody's slowing down to like get in front or behind, like don't slow down with them. Like we're trying to make room. And I don't know if it's a coworker thing, but downtown it's an epidemic every day. There's people just three and four wide across, or people that are walking like on the right side of the sidewalk, you know, and I'm on the inside. It's like, well, it's still like a lane. I should be on the right.
Yeah, honestly, I just stop a lot of the time now. Like if they're walking at me and expecting me to move, I'll just stop, like wait, and they can, you know. Because you're allowed to throw on the brakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that drives me up a wall. And then, I'm trying to, I know I have other little pet peeves, but I'm with you. I was on a bus once and did not realize my Bluetooth hadn't connected and just was mortified that I had been playing three songs in a row. And one of them was not a song I should have been playing.
Exactly. Just the fact that you're mortified tells me you have some sense of, you know, public obligation and shame, you know?
Yeah.
Some basic sense of decency.
Yeah. I also probably came off like a psycho, like a serial killer. It was like, you know, it was like, I mean, literally it was like Diplo into like Morgan Wallen into just some aggressive rap song with a lot of N-bombs. Like, what is this guy into?
That's honestly hilarious to imagine. So funny. How about you, Mateus?
So I was trying to think of like the larger moral code that it might encompass. I just feel like you have a responsibility if you're the first in line at a light, particularly if it's you're making a left. Like, because if you're in the front, I do it. I'm not. Some people don't have this skill either, but it's not hard to like look at your phone and then you can just in your peripheral see the car in front of you moving and then put your phone down and start paying attention to driving them. But if you're in the front row of the intersection and it just gets worse the more cars there are behind you, and more intense if you're in a left turn lane, you just got to look alive. It's that simple. And I did it again this week, and I did it last time we went to LA, where I wound up driving behind. This time it was my brother. Last time it was my dad at a regular red light. And as soon as it turned green, I just laid on the horn like the nanosecond, and they freak out. And my niece thinks it's hilarious. So I've had fun like taking that to a whole new level when I know it's my family up in front. But yeah, I think that left turn front of the line responsibility needs to be highlighted and observed by more people.
Yeah, especially when you're at a left that you know is a quick left light. Like we're only getting this arrow for 2 to 3 cars.
Right.
We could squeeze 4 in if you're on it.
Treat them all like they're quick lefts. That's what I'm saying. I live in a desert where people are constantly tourists. Just imagine they're all quick lefts. Like just if you don't know the intersection, you got to assume it's a quick left. And yeah, that's kind of my moral code. It's like, I'm not saying never check your phone at the intersection, but if you're in the front of the line, you don't see that peripheral movement and you just got to be waiting, ready to go to not screw it up for everyone behind you.
Yeah, you have an obligation.
Even if societally. I'm just on a leisurely drive, it's like the person behind me may not be. They may be running late or have some crazy thing that they're trying to get to. And so, yeah, just look alive out there if you're in the front of the line.
Yeah, I would also say just fair thing. If you invite somebody over and you know they're driving, maybe they're in traffic or something, just call them. I'm not returning texts while I'm driving. You call me. I can put it on speakerphone. I can be like, yeah, man, traffic sucks. 15 minutes out. Like, I hate showing up somewhere after sitting in traffic and you look at your phone like, dude, where are, like, it's like, why? Just call me. Like, my one buddy, he goes, I go, why are you calling me? He goes, oh, I thought you'd be driving. I was like, yo, I'm outside.
That's awesome.
All right, are we back next week? I got some vacation time coming up, but next week we should be good.
Yeah.
I'll be on a flight to Europe next Tuesday. Can we do Monday? I was going to say it after the show, but.
I think I probably can.
Okay. Ted, I know we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off the cast. If not, Cobb and I will be here. We'll have something for you next week. Yeah, man, get out there. Enjoy the weekend. Please wear some sunscreen. And always put on your rain fly. For MCTV, for Cobb, the Ted Smith is the podcast. Cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.